Red Handed is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Chime is changing the way people bank. It's not just another banking app. Chime unlocks fee-free and smarter banking that's built for you, not the 1%. Forget overdraft fees, minimum balance fees, and monthly fees. Chime turns everyday spending into real rewards and progress. Features like MyPay give you access to up to $500 of your paycheck anytime. And you can even get paid up to 2 days early. Earn up to 3% APY on your savings, 7 times higher than a traditional bank. And the Chime card is the newest way to unlock safer credit building and cashback all on one card, with no annual fees, no interest, and no strings attached. My younger self would really have benefited from something like this. Chime is not just smarter banking. It is the most rewarding way to bank. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free today. It just takes a few minutes to sign up. Head to chime.com/redhanded. That's chime.com/redhanded.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services, a secured Chime Visa credit card, and MyPay line of credit provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. MyPay eligibility requirements apply, and credit limit ranges $20 to $500. Optional services and products may have fees or charges. See chime.com/fees info. Advertised annual percentage yield with Chime Plus status only. Otherwise, 1.00% APY applies. No min balance required. Chime card on-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Results may vary. See chime.com for details and applicable terms.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our Patreon roundup for the spookiest month of all, October. There could be some of you somewhere thinking, what on earth is Patreon all about and why? Well, let's get that cleared up right now. Patreon is a place in internet land where you can go and listen to a bunch of extra bonus content from me and Saru that you can't hear anywhere else. It's like the Netflix of Red Handed. And what does that Netflix situation include? It includes Under the Duvet, where we catch up on what's been going on in our lives and what's been going on all over the world. Intro and outro. Micro and macro, one might say. You've also got full-length bonus episodes of Red Handed every month featuring brand new cases that you cannot get anywhere but Patreon. On this month's roundup, we've got clips from our very special Under the Duvets Out on the Road, where we talk about life on tour and try some very unique Scandinavian sweets. They were absolutely utterly vile. I have nightmares about them. And we also have a very special bonus episode of Red Handed where Sariti and myself watch the most terrifying Halloween moments as voted for by you, you sick fucks. It was awful. So have a listen to all of that. And if you like it, pop on over to patreon.com/redhandit and maybe think about becoming a patron of the show.
Hello.
What's our best one?
That was our best one. Well done.
Hello.
You guys didn't see what the best one was.
We clap for ourselves.
We clap for the sake of our lovely producers who edit this.
Yes, exactly.
So that they can sync up the sound with the video. But that was our best one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On sync. In sync?
In sync.
N-dubs. N asterisk sync. Fuck it out, guys. We're so tired.
Yeah, we had a show in Manchester last night, which was so much fun. It was such a, like, we were at the Albert Hall and we went to go and see Last Podcast on the Left there years ago.
Yeah.
Before we'd even done a single tour of our own.
It was literally I think it was like a couple of days before we did our first ever tour day.
I think so, yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and it's a beautiful venue, like old like church, like stained glass windows.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Stunning.
And we were just like, oh, one day. And one day was yesterday.
It was.
So we had so much fun. Sunday night crowd, man. Like,
yeah, no, you guys were
so
great.
Much respect for it.
No, Manchester, you always deliver the goods. It was so much fun. Packed out, like almost 1,000 people, completely sold out show. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was great.
I fell over. I forgot. Oh my God. Okay. So
it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was just felt horrible to me because there was a point in the show where my ass hit the floor and I was like, oh my God.
It like happened in slow motion.
It did.
Too, like...
It was so funny. So basically, we normally take, you guys, if you follow us on social media, you'll obviously see the picture we love to take with the crowd at the end of the night to just be like, like, we toured for like a whole tour without even doing that for a single second. And we're like, maybe we should start taking these pictures. Mm. So yesterday we actually had lovely Corinne Cummings, who is an amazing photographer. You should go follow her on social media. She's incredible. And like,
captured by Corinne.
It's captured by Corinne, and just like an incredible person as well. So she came along to the Manchester show to take like proper official photos. And there was like a crazy storm last night in London. So she was like, I have to drive back from Manchester tonight, so can we take the picture instead of at the end of the night at the interval? And I was just like, at that point you're still like pretty cash, okay, good, we're gonna go have a little break. And what we realize is you should move the chairs away from the middle bit, because otherwise when Hannah and I sit down on the floor to take the picture with you all, you can't see us because the chairs are in the way. So I basically don't know who I think I am, grab this chair to drag it across. Chair's quite heavier than I thought it would be, and the floor had a lot more like it was like more gummy than I thought it would be, so it didn't drag effortlessly. And I was wearing these massive heels, and I basically just felt myself fall, like roll over on my ankle, the bad ankle. And I was like, oh no, wait, it's fine, I've stopped myself. And then I was like, oh no, no, I'm falling. So it happened so slowly. And Corinne, the photographer, was standing behind me, and she was like, I honestly thought you were doing a bit. I thought you were pulling the chair and being like, whoa. And I was like, no, I was falling. I was falling in slow motion.
Oh, man. But you recovered very gracefully.
I did. And that dress, for me to fall in that dress and not to just flash everybody my breasts is...
very impressive, actually. I
wasn't even wearing a bra. But anyway.
Speaking of bras.
Yes. Oh, no. Were these your...
The hotel in Dublin lost all of my bras. Yeah. Right? We had laundry done at the hotel.
Because we were disgusting.
Yeah, because I was just like, this is a health hazard. Like, I need to wash my clothes.
Yeah, it was both of us.
So they just didn't show up for ages. And I had to, like, ring them being like, I gave you my laundry 2 days ago. I'm leaving tomorrow. I have no pants. Like, please. And then somebody help me. And the lady brought them up to my room. And it had already been such a fucking palaver that I didn't even say anything when I realised that, like, all of the bras except the one I was physically wearing, which I didn't give them, were gone.
Oh my God, I thought they just lost one.
No, no.
Oh my God, you should have told me. I would have gone down and I would have fucking yelled at some people.
Anyway, so when we got to Manchester, I'm just going to have to go to Marks and Spencer's. And to be honest, like, quite a few of my bras are on the way out anyway. So, like, but bra shopping I find so miserable because, like I'm a 34 double G, guys. Like, it's not an easy size to find. So, like, I've trained, and it is a lot better now than it used to be, but I've trained my brain to just be like, if you see a 34 double G in the shop, you buy it. Doesn't matter what color it is. So I did manage to find four, which is good. So I was walking back from Marks and Spencer's looking utterly awful. Like, and also my medication makes me excessively sweat. So, like, I was just, I felt gross. Like, we just got off the plane. I'd gone straight to Marks and Spencer's because I was like, if I sit down, it is over. Like, I'm not doing it. So I was like, I'm going straight to Marks and Spencer's. Just looking like an absolute fright. And then Hannah from like the other side of the road. And I was like, oh God, like, because I thought it was you or Ben or something. And I was like, oh, so it turned around. And it was these two, they were very sweet. I think they'd come from Liverpool, but they were like, Hannah, we're coming to see the show tonight. Like, what time should we get to the venue? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am right now.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, the Hilton in Dublin lost all of my bras, so I just had to go to Marks and Spencer's, and like, I'm sorry, I look so awful. And they're like, oh, well, it would happen to you, wouldn't it? And I was like, okay.
They lost all of the laundry for like a good God, hour.
Yeah.
I was fucking raging. And in the time they were looking for my laundry, I wrote them a scathing review. I know, you're going to be like, I'm so Karen of you. They deserve it. I'm sorry. Just like, it was terrible service. But anyway, whatever. New bras found. Crisis averted. Manchester show done. We're now over. So yeah, that's tour chat. We do have some fun stuff. We are in Stockholm, and if you've ever been to Sweden before, the Swedes love their sweets. And we were hanging out with Oystein TikTokerson, who is our Scandi rep here, who's been looking after us, and he was like, okay, when we're in Helsinki, I need to buy salty licorice
is what he wanted. Yeah. It is. He was talking about it for about an hour. Seemed like a really big deal.
It's like a really big deal. And like, people here, it's like, you just go into shops and you hear them be like, have you got any licorice? Yesterday we were in a supermarket just buying what I were about to show you. And they had like an ice cream booth. And the biggest flavour that was being advertised was salty licorice.
what the fuck's going on in Sweden?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. So basically, we went into a supermarket and we got a bunch of sweets and a bunch of random licorice things. But Hannah, I've got two pretty horrible cases.
Oh, do you want to do that first?
Shall I do one and then we'll do the...
Okay,
we'll
do break the, it up with some...
with some sweets, okay. And then I'll tell you about another horrible case I came across. So, hard to ignore this one. So, Leah Croucher. Does that name ring a bell?
It does ring a bell.
Yeah, so Leah Croucher was a 19-year-old who went missing on the 14th of February 2019 in Milton Keynes in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, Leah, she...
God's armpit.
Well... They've gone through enough. So Leah basically left her family home on the 14th of February at like 6 p.m. And she told her family that she was going to go meet a friend. And then the next day, she was seen on CCTV walking to work at about 8:15 in the morning. But she never arrived at work and she's never been seen alive since. So, like I said, that was quite a while ago. Is that 2019 or 2017? I seem to have... No, it's 27. What year are we?
22.
2019, not 2017. I'm confusing it with the Delphi case because I've been doing that. And it's the same exact date. The 14th of February 2017 is the Delphi case. Leah Croucher, 14th of February 2019.
Okay.
Just to be clear. So yeah, she was never seen again. And for years, the Leah Croucher case was kind of like a pretty baffling mystery for the police and for people. You know, they were constantly upping the reward money. They were constantly releasing pictures of Leah, interviews with her family to try and keep it in the public's sort of consciousness. But like nothing ever turned up. And it just seemed like Leah had completely vanished into thin air. And the police at the time weren't even sure if it was foul play. She was 19, which I personally, and she's a totally normal person. Again, I'll say this again. If somebody who has no history of disappearing disappears, I find it odd that people should be like, well, she's old enough to. She can disappear
if she wants.
But she's got no pattern of that behaviour. I think this is something you should take seriously just because she's old enough to do it. But the reason they did think this, that maybe she had possibly run off and it wasn't foul play, was that because on at 5:45, so 15 minutes before she left her parents' house on the 14th of February, she actually went into her phone and changed all her settings to disable her location services. So people were thinking, did she do that because she didn't want to be found? But I would be like, did she do that because somebody told her to do that, you know? So yeah, nothing really came of it. There were even some reported sightings at the time. So in April 2017, so literally just a couple of weeks after she... April 2019, a couple of weeks after she vanished, four people phoned the police tip line independently of each other and reported that they had seen a woman matching Leah's description hanging around the Thurston Lake. Don't know. Thurston Lake in Milton Keynes between 9:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. on the 15th of February, which was the day she vanished. And they said that all of them said that she was on the phone, and three of them said she looked almost hysterically upset about something. But the police searched the Thurston Lake area. They found nothing. There was no sign of Leah. And so it was kind of just a bit of... It was turning into a bit of a cold case because there was no new information. Now, in October 2022, more than 3 years after Leah vanished, the police have found Leah's remains and her possessions in the loft of a house on Lockspear Drive in Thurston in Milton Keynes. And it's believed that her remains were hidden under floorboards in the loft or upstairs cavity. So as a result, police are obviously now treating it as a murder. And they've even taken the unusual step of releasing the name of the suspect.
Okay.
Who's a 49-year-old man named Neil Maxwell, who is a convicted sex offender and convicted paedophile. Who was the only person to have keys to the house in which Leah's body was found.
Right.
But Maxwell, this is another twist to the story, was actually also found dead on the 20th of April 2019. So a month after.
I mean, that's probably why they released his name. It's not like you can go after
him. He's dead, yeah. So a month after Leah vanished. And basically, it seems that he... No, 2 months after Leah vanished. Guys, I'm so tired. 2 months after Leah vanished. And it seems that he killed himself in the local park after telling a friend that he couldn't go back to prison.
Oh!
Yep, so it's so horrendous because all these years that the police have been looking for Leah Croucher, her family have been looking for her, She's literally been in the same exact town, just in the loft of some house that was probably... Because not a lot of information has come out about this. This has been, like, breaking news over the past couple of days. But it's like, was somebody else living in that house? Do they mean that he had keys to that house when Leah vanished?
Yeah.
Because presumably there's not just a house that's been sat empty for 3 years. I doubt that. I don't know. I have no idea. So has another family been living in there and they just didn't realise that there was the body of a murdered woman in the, like, floorboards of their loft?
I guess, like...
I don't know. Because he's been dead as well. He's been dead for the whole time. So who's been there? Has it been empty?
I mean, if it's a halfway house...
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. Maybe it could be. No idea. I know, it's really gross. But yeah, that is... But the sad thing is, it's like, obviously, it's ended the way nobody wanted it to end. And I think possibly some people may have had hope that Leah was still alive because of the disabling of the location services. And there has been reports that the police have confirmed that she was lying to her parents when she said she was going to meet a friend on the 14th of February. Mm-hmm. But as to where she went, did she go and meet Neil Maxwell? Did he groom her? Did she not know who she was going to meet? Why did she disable her location services? All of those questions.
Yeah.
Completely no answer to at the moment. They've just said Neil Maxwell is most likely the man who's done it. He's dead. Mm-hmm. We have Leah's remains. But that's about it. So, yeah. Sad times, but that is a pretty big mystery in British true crime history that has come to a sad end. I think, like I said, I think some people may have been holding out hope that maybe Leah had just run away because of the location services, but I think it's more indicative that if it was Neil Maxwell, that he probably told her to. So yeah, shall we have some sweets? So no, that is a horrible one. So let's break it up with... Ta-da! What we picked up at a Swedish supermarket. Okay, there's a lot of licorice in here. And I've had a banana.
I haven't had anything. I literally woke up about 10 minutes.
Yes, I have been awake for a while.
Yeah, I felt so bad. Siri was like, oh, do you want to come for a room at 10:30? And then I looked at my phone and I was like, it's 11:20.
I assumed you were asleep. I was like, it's fine. I've got emails to do. I've got notes to make. Okay, so the thing I just took out is something that I am now obsessed with. And I actually have been looking for a way to buy these in the UK.
Okay.
And I can't find them in the UK. So if any of our lovely... I think it might be in Scandinavia and also in the Netherlands you can buy these. But if anybody wants to become my supplier of Vasa sandwich crackers, they're so tasty. Would you like one? Because you haven't had breakfast.
No.
No? Okay, well, good, because I want to keep them all. I was just being polite.
Is it hard to eat?
No, they're just like crackers.
Is it like Revita?
They're softer than Revita.
Oh, okay.
They're softer than Revita, and they've got cream cheese in the middle, and they're really tasty.
Okay.
Very good. So, yes, they're not on Amazon for me to buy and ship to myself in the UK. So if anyone knows where I can buy them and ship them to myself, or if you want to send them to me, I will send you money. Okay, back to this. Where do we begin? So, first one. It's the one with the monkey on it.
Monkey hugging a monkey made of licorice on it.
So, it's... There you go. Can you see? I'm lighting it. There you go. Monkey humping / hugging a monkey made of licorice. And it's called Djungelval.
We're just going to call it jungle.
So I suspect that this is licorice. I think we both suspect that
monkey
this is
flavored
licorice. The banana licorice?
Possibly.
Let's try.
I'm not doing a very good opening job. Okay,
let's take one each and... it kind of looks like a licorice also.
Yeah.
Ready? Oh, God. Why is it so salty? What the fuck?
This is covered in salt.
It's like salty and fizzy. And licorice.
Well, now I don't know because it's stuck to my teeth and it's never coming back.
That is such an unusual taste. Honestly, I've never tasted anything like it.
No.
The best I can describe is intensely salty.
Yeah.
But fizzy, like it's got kind of like sherbet, like salt sherbet. Yeah,
and now it sort of tastes like chocolate.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Do you want a spittoon?
I will. Sorry, Sweden. That's fucking
That's a no from me, dog.
Oh, that is so...
Lord. We've just had a technological nightmare. But as you can see, hopefully, the quality of this video is better than usual. Because now we know what a gimbal is.
We do, and it is...
Don't know how it works.
No.
But we're doing our best. Oh,
it's moving. It tracks our faces, which is... Oh, were you phone unbalanced? Okay.
Well,
there you go. Aren't we all? So, today, guys, we are going to be doing, because it is Halloween. It is Halloween the day you're watching this, if you're watching this on the day of release. You can see that we are in, yet again, unfamiliar surroundings. We are on tour still. We are in Dublin. We're in our hotel room there. And we thought that it would be more fun for this Patreon bonus episode to do something a little bit different and to let you pick the worst, funniest, most graphic, most disturbing, most violent, whatever bits from horror films that you could possibly think of and send them to us. And then our lovely Sophie has put them together in one horrifying video montage. And she did message me and tell me, I'm sorry, when she sent this. So I'm scared. So we're going to watch them. You'll probably be able to see what we're reacting to in a corner here or something. And thank you so much for the nightmares, because we will be sleeping in hotel rooms for the foreseeable future. Yeah. And I'm already scared when we do that. So shall we?
Let's get on with it, yeah.
Okay, this is the first one. Deathgasm.
Shit. We need armor. Does your uncle have a gun?
I doubt it, man!
Just
fuck yes!
Bet there are some crosses in here. Some Bibles we can bash them with.
What the hell?
Oh.
I think they're the rosary beads, yeah. What part of church are they carrying this bad boy, Brody? Oh, great. What? Oh, fuck! Why would you do that?
I feel like the peril is very limited since they're having so much fun.
Oh, you're gonna beat the zombies with the double-ended dildo.
I see. I haven't seen this film, but this main guy kind of reminds me of Mark Sparks.
Okay. Wielding some anal beads.
No. Excellent.
Problem. Quite big ones.
They are very big ones. Yeah. There he goes on the face. Is this like a YouTube movie? Deathgasm, 2015. Okay, here we go. I'm guessing a little bit to see some zombies chopped up with a chainsaw now. Here we go. Oh, God. No! No! It's the chainsaw! Oh, right. I thought it was going to land on him. Oh, God. Something's gonna happen. How's that not cutting through the floor?
Can't gain any purchase.
Oh no! Oh God, no! Why are you taking so long?
Why are there so many dildos? I have so many questions.
Maybe it's like a horror coming of age story. Like a buddy travel road trip sex one.
Traveling pants.
But with the zombies and zombie dildo blowjobs.
And
face is getting ripped off. Are we going to go back to the guy getting his face? Oh, no. I hate... I'm not a gore fan. This is... Oh, right. I thought he landed it to his friend. him. Oh, God. Zombies are so bloody. Yeah. Oh. Oh, no, she scratched him.
Oh, no.
Guys. If this is number 10, I'm scared. Oh, no, is this going to be like a... A drag me to hell situation. Don't be sick on him. Dildo. Get the dildo. Why are there so many? So what the chainsaw couldn't do, the vibrating dildos have accomplished.
Great. Well, that's a lesson to live by. The dildo is mightier than the chainsaw.
Oh, I feel sick. I'm not a fan of the gore horror.
And we just ate so much.
I know. I am fed up with influencers telling me I need a complicated 10-step skincare routine just to take care of my skin. That's why I've defected to OneSkin. Their products aren't about hype or fancy packaging. They're based on real science. OneSkin's research boffins discovered OS1, a game-changing peptide that works to slow down the skin's aging process at the source. Every time I do my new routine, I'm basically deploying a crack squad to repair damaged cells, support collagen production, and strengthen my skin barrier. Born from over a decade of longevity research, OneSkin's OS1 peptide is proven to target the visible signs of aging, helping you unlock your healthier skin now as you age. For a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code REDHANDED at oneskin.co/redhanded. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code REDHANDED. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. These days, I'm all about quality over quantity. Buy nice over buy twice. I've had way too many of my clothes wear out after less than a year of wearing them. So now, if it's not well made and versatile, it's not coming in. That's honestly why I love Quince. The fabrics feel elevated, the cuts are thoughtful, and crucially, the pricing actually makes sense. Quince makes high-quality wardrobe staples using premium fabrics like 100% European linen, 100% silk, and organic cotton poplin. These are versatile, well-made pieces that make getting dressed simple without paying some crazy markup. Quince works directly with safe, ethical factories and cuts out the middleman. So you're not paying for the brand or for fancy retail stores. You're just paying for quality clothing. Right now, go to quince.com/redhanded for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to wear it and love it, and you will. Now available in Canada too. Don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/redhanded for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/redhanded. All right, guys, if you've been listening to the show, then you will know that after a long and sluggish winter, I am very excited to nourish my body from the inside out to match those hopefully sunny days ahead. And Factor is the easiest way to eat well, even on a busy schedule, with fully prepped meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. Their meals include quality ingredients like lean proteins, colorful veggies, and whole foods without any pesky refined sugars or artificial sweeteners. My friend tried the jalapeno cheddar lime chicken and loved it. The meals are ready in just 2 minutes with no planning or stress. Perfect for busy people like me who care about nutrition but don't have time to waste. Head to factormeals.com/redhanded50off. And use code REDHANDED50OFF to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor.
Well, if you enjoyed that, and let's be real, how could you not? Head on over to patreon.com/redhanded and have a look at everything we have to offer. And maybe give it a go yourself. patreon.com/redhanded. You can do it. I believe in you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.